And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is ill today, and Corey's on a little fishing trip. So it's me. Today, here, Let's Talk Hookup, but we have a great cast of guests here today. Andrew Jones, Mike Elias, and Kelsey Barrett from Seakeeper. Hey, going to have a great time talking about amazing technology. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mightier 1090 and Let's Talk Hookup app. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock Cod Rick Max is feeling a little under the weather today. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. And Corey's actually down fishing in Mexico, so we'll hopefully get a good report from him. So great guests here this morning right here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to Fisherman's Landing. We have Andrew Drone, Mike Elias from Seakeeper. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Great to have you. And from Florida, Kelsey Barrett from Seakeeper. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
Hey, great to have you. We have the Seakeeper team here, and this is really fantastic. And Kelsey, it's always great to have you, and you're so knowledgeable about the products. I mean, what an A team we haven't assembled here, right?
No pressure.
Pretty amazing. So first of all, Kelsey, it's been a little bit since we've talked Seakeeper. Tell us what's new and exciting at Seakeeper.
Wow, this year has been crazy. And I think there's been so much negative that everybody's been talking about with COVID, and of course that is true, but I mean, for the boating industry, it has been insanely positive. It has been the best year in boating since the Great Recession. And I think I read a statistic the other day that said like 31% of new boat sales this year have been first-time boat buyers. So the industry is growing, which is like incredible for boating. It's incredible for fishing. And it's been really, really good for Seakeeper. I think this has been a year that obviously nobody expected. Nobody could have predicted the outcome. Nobody could have predicted the length. And we are now looking at our biggest backlog of orders that we have ever had, which is frustrating and challenging, but also really, really exciting for us, really, and our dealers and boaters. So it's been a real wild ride, and we're kind of still on it.
Yeah, Mike and Andrew are shaking their heads. Yeah, it's been a challenging year to get the product and get the product installed and such like that, right? And Andrew, of course, you're our guy here in San Diego, Southern California, right? And you've been absolutely swamped with orders and getting the Seakeepers in boats, right?
Absolutely.
Get right up on
it's
that,
been
Mike.
The experience, just like Kelsey said, has been sort of off the hook, as they say. You know.
Yeah.
We're busy.
You want to get a little closer to the mic?
Yeah.
Thank you. Very good. Yeah, it's been a busy time for you.
Very busy.
And so
good problem to have.
Yeah, though. You operate mostly out of Shelter Island Boatyard and YSS
Marine. Yeah, that's where the
Marine
shop is, and we're just all over this area, just getting it done.
Yeah, I know you take care of mine and installed mine on my boat and service. And then Mike, you're basically the Western regional guy, right?
Sort of by default. That's just the way I set up, you know, because of my area being in the Bay Area, San Francisco, Oakland, we don't have the influx of boating that we do in other areas like Los Angeles, Alaska, Hawaii, places like that. So just sort of morphed into that.
But you do installs from Alaska to L.A., right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and so what are you putting in boats in Alaska?
What are we putting in? Oh, we have a couple of commercial boats up there. One of them's a smaller six-pack charter boat. That's in Sitka, and it has a Seakeeper 3 in it. And owner loves it. The owner-operator loves it. I think there's a couple more running around up there that are new builds that are going to be getting them. And then I also take care of a commercial boat, a bigger commercial processing boat that has a larger Seakeeper 26 on it.
Wow. And game changers up there.
They love it.
Yeah, can imagine. Yeah. And Andrew, down here, what kind of projects are you doing down here?
It's sort of from the nines down right now. You know, we've got a 35 maybe on the board, but we're doing plenty of fives and sixes and a couple of ones and nines, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So
it's kind of the boats that we have here in general.
And what size boats would that cover?
You know, anything from a 48 to a 28, you know, that sort of thing. You know, 50, 56, you know, all in that range.
Yeah. And, of course, Kelsey, now with the Seakeeper, the new Seakeepers, you can have one in your 25-foot Parker, right?
That's correct.
You can have one as small as 22 to 23 feet even.
Wow. Wow.
23-foot Boston Whaler.
23-foot Boston Whaler.
I'm doing a 28 right now. We just did a 23 Parker, actually.
Really?
It worked out really, really well.
A 23.
Yeah.
That's Seakeeper 1?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's my first one. Perfect.
Runs on batteries, right?
That's right. 12-volt right off the one outboard. The guy went 300 horse outboard, had enough output to keep it going.
To make it go.
Yeah. And it's a sweet little setup.
And is the guy pretty happy with
it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, it's a game changer, as they say.
Game changer.
He's back out there with the family now as well.
So, Kelsey, for those of our listeners that may not know, what is a Seakeeper?
Seakeeper is a gyroscopic stabilizer, so that is good for boats anywhere, like we said, as small as 23 feet, or you can even add multiple units to a boat if necessary, and we've done over a 200-foot boat installation. And what that does is eliminate that side-to-side boat roll that you feel when you're in the waves. It causes seasickness. It tires you out after a long day of fishing. It's uncomfortable. So it kind of turns your boat into this really steady platform to fish from, to hang out on. and makes it a lot more comfortable, not only for the captain, but for everyone on board.
I can attest to that, as I have one Seakeeper 5 on my boat and had it for a few years, and I can't even imagine going out without it. I always like to play the joke on people. It's like, hey, is that Seakeeper on? And then turn it off, and it's like, oh, put it back on, quick! And it brings you back to the reality of what this amazing device does. So how does it work, Kelsey? How does this unit that basically is not that big keep a big heavy boat from rolling?
If you've ever seen a Seakeeper, it kind of just looks like a big ball. Well, inside that sphere, it is a vacuum, and so we're spinning a heavy flywheel up to speeds of 9,750 RPM for our fastest model. And that's affixed then, your Seakeeper is affixed to the structure of your boat. So when the boat rolls, that sphere will automatically tilt fore and aft, and we call that precession. Then that produces a powerful gyroscopic torque that it distributes to port and starboard to counteract the boat roll. So it's kind of hard to wrap your head around. It's like trying to explain gravity to someone while they're standing in it. So it is just a natural force that, if you think about when you spin a top on a plate or you spin a bicycle wheel, and it's very similar to that centrifugal force, but it is, if you spin a top on a plate and then you tilt the plate, that top is going to automatically correct itself upright. And that's kind of what the Seakeeper is doing, is it produces angular momentum. And angular momentum is that force that is stopping the boat roll, and it is wanting to keep that boat upright as the waves push it from side to side.
Because it is securely attached to the boat, it's not going to tilt. It's going to tilt the boat back into place.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. That's a good explanation. I like the plate explanation, too. So that being goes back to these guys, Mike and Andrew. Okay, how do you secure this thing that has so much angular momentum to the hull of a boat without damaging the hull?
Very well.
Yeah, very well.
oftentimes, that's the biggest challenge that we encounter, because you have somebody that really wants the Seakeeper, and we have to go in and figure out a suitable structure and a suitable foundation and make that happen.
Yeah.
Usually metal or fiberglass.
Beefing up the stringer.
Seakeeper's been nice enough to grant us access to some applications engineers that are always helpful. Yeah. And obviously, in certain cases, we've also, consulted with, you know, naval architects in certain situations. It's always better to be sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Andrew, I know when you did the install, Mike, there was like some heavy beefing going on there. Is that kind of a typical installation where you just like take the stringers and kind of double them up?
That's right. The stringers on a boat are usually super strong, you know, part of the structure. You get a hold of that, you've got the boat. But if there's any doubt, you go bigger. But these things, there's so much power, they're literally dragging the boat straight underneath them. That's where the force is just pulling that hull back. So you've got to think about that as you go through the motions of putting one in.
Yeah. Now, so how do you make sure that you're not doing damage to the boat with all this torque and angular momentum?
Well, like Mike said, you bring in the big guns if needed.
Yeah,
and
engineering.
A lot of times you're repeating a process you've done before.
Yeah.
And then just always think about just overbuilding so there's no doubt.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I know mine's not going anywhere.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
We're not wobbling.
Yeah, it's securely. So, Kelsey, from the manufacturer's standpoint, how do these issues start? How do you make sure that this amazing device is going to operate properly?
Yeah, I mean, I think the important part is that we don't want any issues. You know, that is. Everyone's boat is their baby. I mean, we call them she's, we give them names. People love their boats more than they love their vehicles, more than they love, you know, a lot of the things that they buy in their lives. So it is not an option to ruin somebody's boat. It is not an option to damage anybody's baby like that, you know. So right from the beginning, it is, like they said, it's over-engineering to make sure that the boat not only can withstand the forces coming off a unit, but can withstand more forces than that unit can even put out, so that you're always confident that your installation is done where it's not going to, like I said, hurt your baby. And then you also have to think about, boats are pretty strong. They get beat up by the ocean. When you are going full throttle and you are slamming the hull against the wake, you're beating that boat up. So that boat can take that force, and we're not going to hurt your boat. We are not going to affect your structure where you regret having our product. And we've got 13,000 installations under our belt, so you can rest assured that if you have a refit installation or you get it from the factory, it is done right, and it is done right by our factory standards.
How is it, a lot of our listeners own Parker 25s, Parker 28s, Parker 23s. How does that installation go?
I don't know specifically every, there's like 300 manufacturers that we work for.
Yeah, we're hoping to develop a good relationship going forward with Parker. I mean, it's such a great product. There's a lot of them here.
A lot of them here.
And, yeah. You know, we've sort of cracked the nut a little bit. I've done one for a guy now that has gone very well. But obviously they weren't designed to have one, so there's a bit of surgery involved. But
like, yeah, what kind? Like, describe some of the surgery, maybe.
Well, just getting down through the deck, like this. In this case, there was a little fish well just between the seats, which was so small it wasn't really much good for anything.
Right.
You get down through that, get that out, you've got quite a bit of space before the keel. So there's a spot. So then you go through the process of building a foundation. But it's,
so you have to build a foundation.
You've got to get in there in a place that no one's been before.
Yeah.
It's just foam and darkness.
Yeah.
And you make it happen.
And you know the basic construction of the hull, so you know where to get.
We got the stringer layout from Parker, and the owner worked with Parker a little bit of what they thought, and we just sort of all came together and got it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and if you think about this kind of process from Andrew's perspective, is this is kind of how Seakeeper made its inroads with the boat builders themselves, is by customer demand. So as we get further and further and we become more established with these different boat builders, I do know Parker right now is working on an integration that is more kind of fitting right from the factory. And that will then make refits easier down the road. So if the person who purchases the boat doesn't opt for the Seakeeper, the manufacturer has already adjusted for that space so that refits down the road would then be easier, cheaper, that obvious space is not so difficult as the one that he's describing right now.
Fantastic. It's like eventually, I know, in our eyes, everybody should have a Seakeeper, right?
Yeah. Just
yeah.
Because
we're biased,
right?
But
yeah.
Agreed.
I am too. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just for instance, Viking now, all of their hulls come with a foundation already installed down there. So if you don't want one, that's fine. But the next guy,
he may
the foundation's
one.
Down there.
Yeah. That's great, and which makes the installation cost much lower.
Oh, yeah.
It makes the process much better, right, and more secure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more of a standardization.
Yeah,
a lot of people they feel better when they know their boat was pre-built by the boat builder to have a Seakeeper. In it. So
yeah,
that works out.
Yeah, and Andrew, you are an expert electrician. In addition, how much electrical work is done in an installation?
I don't know about expert, but I've been keeping some smoke in the wires. They haven't been coming out.
I think you're pretty much an expert, right, Mike?
I'm taking the fifth.
It's not too bad. I mean, you've got to supply some AC and DC or just DC, depending on the model. And just like any piece of equipment being put in, really, it's not that big of a deal. Such low power draw that you're not really thinking about more bigger generators or anything. It's just another piece of gear that needs to get wired and plumbed in. So that's not much of a big deal at all on that side.
Yeah, on that side.
Yeah.
pretty standard, right?
Yep.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Kelsey, Andrew, and Mike from Seakeeper, and we've just scratched the surface here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. If you want to join us, hey, the number, Andrew's standing by for you, 213-432-1090, 213-432-1090. And if you want to text us, text the show is the other option. You can just go to our Let's Talk Hookup app and hit text the show and text us a question, and we'll try and get to as many of those texts as possible. And, hey, great prize today. One lucky caller will win an assortment of Seaguar Fluorocarbon, which includes Seaguar Gold Label, Seaguar Pink, and Seaguar Fluoro Premier. And in addition to that, a full-day trip on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, taking your texts, talking more Seakeeper. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead, follow local public health guidelines, and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream up. The Fast Lane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family-owned and operated and always have been, and we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Cook up app and the Mightier 1090. I want to throw out a big thank you to the great people at the Mightier 1090 for putting us right on the front page of the San Diego Union-Tribune yesterday. Yeah, that was really cool. Nice ad promoting the show and shows you what great support we have from this fantastic radio station, the Mightier 1090. Great people, and we're going places with this thing for sure. No doubt about it. Hey, from Seakeeper, Andrew Jones, Mike Elias, and Kelsey Barrett. Kelsey, Florida, the Mecca for boating. I mean, what's the Seakeeper buzz in Florida?
Seakeeper, or Florida, is obviously Seakeeper's biggest market. And this is where I live. This is where I boat. So it has taken off here like it has nowhere else, which is really great for us, and then gives us the opportunity to kind of reach into those different markets. So, I mean, I obviously know Florida boating the best, but doing things like this with you guys really helps me learn the other markets, and it is so different to be boating in California versus boating in Florida versus boating in Massachusetts or even southern France. So, yeah, this is a huge market for us, and big for small boats and big for big boats too.
Yeah, and what have you seen? Of course, it's the land of the center console there. A lot of center consoles,
right.
And center consoles become more and more popular here on the West Coast too. You seeing a lot of people in center consoles installing Seakeeper?
Yeah, so the Seakeeper 1, 2, and 3 are three DC units, so they're DC powered, and they all have the ability to be deck mounted, which is what you see on most of our demo boats, all of our demo boats really now, is that they can go deck mounted right below the leaning post. So you can get whether it fits right under the leaning post you already have, or you have your leaning post removed and a custom one installed that you can get with the fishing package or storage included. That really opens the doors for those smaller boats that may not have space below deck. So we see a lot of those installations for center consoles.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Well, and it's very doable just running off your battery. Do you have to put extra batteries in, Kelsey?
Usually there is at least some extra battery, but I will let the experts talk about how much.
With the batteries, it's really just if you're looking to sort of just blaze around with the outboards all day, it's not really a factor. But if you're looking to have stabilization at rest, just sitting at anchor with the family, or you're drift fishing, something like that, then you're running on. Then you've got to run off stored power, which is batteries. So it's just a matter of how long do you want to do that for, how big that bank needs to be. So we usually just bump up the house bank by a few batteries, and that tides you over for 4 hours or so. If someone wants to do overnight, we've obviously got to go bigger. But that's all it is, just a math.
Yeah, and outboard is going to charge your batteries, right?
Yeah, typically you've got an outboard 150, 250, 300 horse that's got a higher output alternator. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah. And like a Yamaha 300 horsepower has a big amp alternator, right?
Yeah. They're expecting to power all sorts of DCs, you know, so that it's there, 100 amp alternator.
So the Yamaha's got the auxiliary outputs in it too, so you can add your own output directly from the motor. Makes installing and adding a battery bank easier as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's really cool. Well, phones are packed. And the texts are flowing through here, so I have a good text here this is from Darren in Huntington Beach, and he says, how many amps does a Seakeeper 1 pull? For instance, if you anchor at night, how much battery do you need to run all night? So that's a good question, because if you're anchored up and you want to leave your Seakeeper on at night, what do you need?
Well,
and is that possible with a Seakeeper 1?
Yeah, it's just sizing that bank correctly. That's the only thing. And so, you know, it's on a 55 amp breaker. It might be pulling 35, 40 amps when it's running. Mm-hmm. So however long you want to run with no engine running, you've just got to size the battery to be able to produce that amount of power over that period of time. So it might be 4 group 31s, it might be 6, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay. And that would be your house bank as well as your starter. You could just increase whatever you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I find on my Seakeeper is that once it gets up to that spin and top is spinning,
right,
it way much lower.
Right.
Is that true in the battery operated ones too?
Very true. Mike? It definitely drops, and what we want to impart here is also this amp draw has to do with sea state. So if you're at a quieter anchorage and the seas aren't quite as rough, the Seakeeper is not going to be working as hard, and that amp draw will drop down. I've seen them go as low as 20, 18 amps at times.
Good point.
The other thing to consider is battery technology, and we've done a couple of those setups with lithium batteries.
Yeah.
Oh.
And albeit somewhat more expensive than typical Lifeline AGM batteries, which a lot of boats, I'm sure Andrew's using AGMs probably.
Yeah.
They're definitely more expensive, but when you weigh out the longevity and the cycling time of the battery, you get a lot more bang for your buck, as long as you keep the smoke in the wires and stuff.
That's right.
It's a big outlay.
Is that a safe battery to put on a boat, a lithium battery?
Yes. Lithium iron sulfate is what most boaters are using now.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Sounds better.
What's the difference? Okay, I need a little education here. What's the difference between a lithium, whatever you just said, and an AGM battery?
AGM is just glass mat, just a different technology, much heavier lead acid. Was it Victron makes a 200 amp hour lithium battery that weighs maybe 37 pounds.
Really?
Versus... 225 amp hour 8D Lifeline that weighs well over 200 pounds.
So that's kind of old technology then, is that AGM?
Is a big shift right now to
lithium. Is there?
Yeah.
Is there really? Okay.
Half the weight, twice the capacity.
It's going to turn the industry on its ear. That's
really?
Everything's about batteries now.
Yeah. And what about cost?
Well, it's a big number, but it works out cheaper in the long run when you do the math. They have a huge cycle lifespan. So... they actually will outlast by far a standard lead acid or an AGM. So
really,
okay. Yeah, we're getting into it now. Aren't
so,
we?
Yeah. So in the long run,
you've got to amortize it out over a longer period of time.
Yeah.
You know, lithium. I don't know. Lifelines last maybe 5 years, 5 to 7 years. Properly taken care of, the lithium battery should last 10, 12 years.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the way to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you're recommending to your customers?
We're starting to do it, yeah. I was sort of a bit scared at first because you hear these stories and everything, but it's really a thing. It's here. It's safe. It really is a game changer.
Wow.
And just the weight alone is a big help. Anyway, yeah.
And you're saying considerably less weight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You try lugging 8Ds around.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's pretty. It's really,
I can't do that anymore.
No, I mean,
yeah. Size. Just the sheer size of it. It's the 200 amp hour battery. I don't know. It's 9 by 16 by 13 tall or something.
Just amazing. Yep. Yeah. So you can put a lot of battery in there in a small space.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into the phones. They're packed up, and they want to talk to you guys. Let's start it up with Hills and Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. I can't wait to get on a two-day with the first big sport boat that's got the Sea Keeper in it.
Yes.
Talk about a game changer. So I'm wondering, I had two questions. One is, is this technology used in those giant military ships, you know, like battleships and stuff? Is one question. Another one is, what kind of creative new stuff is going on? Like, are you coming out with like a Seakeeper gimbal chair for up in the tuna tower for the bino, the guy in the bino?
Right.
Not bad, Hills. So is it like cruise boat stabilization, so totally different technology, right?
Yeah,
they're often using fins, which are external appendages that kind of stick out from below the hull, which some of the big yachts honestly have fins and a Seakeeper stabilizer. So, but those really big boats are typically using fin stabilizers.
Interesting. And if you had a Seakeeper, you wouldn't need the gyro in your seat up on the top. So that
exactly, exactly.
Yeah, Mike, you got a comment about that.
Oh, we do have some military application, not giant battleships, but we've got. I think there's one here. There's a torpedo recovery boat here.
That's right.
And then we have the MPC boats over in Honolulu that are basically the same 90-100 foot boats that are. And have been incorporating Seakeeper for quite some time.
Yeah, a lot of sort of patrol boat, fishery patrol boat. This is some smaller sort of get around and stop and do things, but it's ideal for that.
Yeah.
The larger vessels that are always underway, they're not really looking for at-rest stabilization. The fins is
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Hills. Well, let's find out what's biting down in the Baja. We have the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, and this report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros to market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, and, of course, that amazing poke kit. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And let's jump into the cast man. Good morning, cast man.
Good morning, Pedro. Good to hear you're doing well and sitting up and taking nourishment.
That's right, buddy.
All is well, man.
Back to it.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, a lot of strong wind this past week. You know, we had some major, major Santa Anas blowing up here. And, of course, when those blow up here, it blows all the way down that Sea of Cortez, all the way from San Felipe, all the way past and beyond San Jose del Cabo and Cabo San Lucas. So that trough there between the mainland and the Baja, they had about 2 or 3 days. It was unfishable. But I got a fresh report in from La Paz and Otis Serralvo Island on that backside. They've been doing pretty well on yellowtail, nice fish, 30, 35-pound quality fish. And in there was some mix, which is really unusual, of some yellowfin tuna, you know, averaging probably 20, 25 pounds. Not a lot, but a few, which is kind of weird, like I said. And then north of Serralvo Island, that Embudo Bank, there was a 100-pound tuna caught. It was caught by a commercial fisherman, but kind of strange to have the tuna and yellowtail mixed in there.
Yeah, in February?
Yeah, fairly close proximity. But yellowtail, well there. And, of course, we talked about Loretto. I didn't get a report this week from Danny there, but Loretto, you know, that's yellowtail is there, and they're biting. Moving down to San Jose del Cabo there, the same thing. They were getting tuna out at the Iman Bank, some 70, 80-pound fish. Out at the Intergordo Bank, a good yellowtail pike going on there. Some nice quality fish here again, 30, 32 pounds. And, of course, a lot of great bottom fish right now with Cabrilla and Red Snapper and a few of the big dogtooth tuna being taken. But as far as the that new COVID testing that the U.S. requires any airline bringing in passengers from a foreign country need to have a negative COVID test before they arrive at any U.S. airport. Cabo's done a really good job of setting up different areas where you can get it done. Some of the hotels that we send people to are offering a complimentary COVID test, and some of them are even saying that, hey, if you test positive on that test, they're going to give you 14 days of quarantine free. So that's pretty good stuff. And also,
bonus vacation.
La Paz is doing the same thing. They've got their testing, just opened one up at the airport. I think it's running about $22 to get tested before you fly home. And the same thing up in Loretto. They've got three or four different labs up there you can get your test. The Hotel Mission, where we're staying at on our Wahoo Rumble, May 2 to 6, they're also offering testing at the hotel, and it's running about the same price. So it's
Castman, we're going to catch Wahoo in May in Loretto?
Not Wahoo, Yellowtail.
Yellowtail, okay. You said the Wahoo Rumble.
The
Yellowtail Rumble.
Yeah, well, I get that mixed up with our November trip.
So speaking of the Loretto Rumble in May, which I can't wait for, I'm very excited to go, going with you, Cass, are there any spots available?
We got a really good turnout. You know, I always hold 20 rooms. We sold those 20 rooms. We're up to, I think, 21 now. And I checked with the hotel, and there is more room for people who want to join us on that fabulous yellowtail trip. And it's going to be a hoot, and it's over Cinco de Mayo. So I'm sure you'll be buying margaritas on that particular evening.
It's going to be a great time. And the nice thing is Alaska Airlines flies out of L.A. direct to Loretto, and you can take Volaris or Aero Calafia out of Tijuana. Lots of flights to go down there, and it's an easy deal. And what a beautiful hotel and a great experience for you. So if we want to go on that one or any of the great trips with Cast Tours, how do we do it, Cast Man?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And, Pete, I'm getting my second COVID shot on Thursday, so I should be golden for a while.
All right. That a boy. Way to go, Cast Man. Glad to hear it. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, Pete. Take care.
Thank you very much. Our phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump back into it. Vinny in Carlsbad, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Good, good. Hey, I just want to talk a little bit about I went down this morning, 5:30, Dawn Patrol to Fisherman's Landing. I talked to Ricky over the weekend or over the week, and I've been looking for a rolling bag for probably the last, I don't know, 2 years, and I picked up that new one. The Fish Lab, and that thing is so cool. It's built really, really sturdy. I mean, I had a WFO, and I guess they went out of business or something happened to them. And that was just a really nice bag. And I just want to give a shout-out to the guys there, too. I mean, at 5:30, they were sharp. They were on their toes, just very polite, very courteous, very helpful. And just really, I mean, Doug runs a first-class operation down there. It's really nice to get that type of service, especially at 5:30 in the morning. So big shout-out to
Vinny.
The guys there. Thanks,
thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
Okay.
All right. Hey, great text from Big Dave and Ladera Ranch. And we already addressed this. Does Seakeeper use more power in heavier seas? And we and let's talk about the power. Like the bigger the seas, the more power pull is going to happen.
That's correct.
But it's never. Is it ever going to be as much power as the startup?
No.
No. The startup is the most power. The first 40 minutes, right?
Correct. So first and foremost, it was always engineered to be in the background. We never want to take over the boat. We don't want to take over the boat's power. We want to be a background operation, a convenience like an air conditioner, whatever, refrigerator, something like that. And yeah, it does. The power typically drops down to somewhere around it on an AC system, which is everything from the 5 all the way through, not a DC unit. The AC unit's like 5 to 8 amps.
It's almost like it's not right sometimes when you look at it.
Yeah. Like, how does it run on such little power?
Yeah.
But it will fluctuate based on seasick.
Like, how much fluctuation is there? Have they ever done any studies on that?
Well, you think about, you know, riding your bike up a hill.
Right.
That's it getting started. Then you get to the flat. You're good. So that's it up to speed.
Right.
Good to go. So now it's a lot less effort to keep going along on the flat.
Okay.
Sea picks up a little bit. You got a little hill. And then flattens out again. You know, like, so it's sort of just,
okay.
If the sea is knocking the boat around, it's going to blow off some power to straighten things up. And that's sort of one way to
look at it. But still, again, never as much as the startup. So you're always going to have enough power to run the Seakeeper.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Very
good. We've actually got, we recently just updated, that's one of the questions we get all the time, right? We've had all of our specs for all of our units listed in watts, which just nobody speaks in terms of wattage. So if you go to our website, seakeeper.com, and you navigate to any specific Seakeeper model, there now are max amp draw, and there's an operating amp draw range. So you can see kind of where that fluctuation is per unit in amps instead of watts. So that should help anybody who has a specific model that they're interested in.
And you've addressed the Seakeeper.com website. Amazing website. I mean, the technology on this
website
is unbelievable. I mean, and you can see everything and answer every question about power draws and how the Seakeeper works and stuff, and even put your boat's dimensions and sizes in and pick the right Seakeeper for you, right, Kelsey?
For the small models, yes.
Yeah.
For the bigger models, there's a little bit more that goes into it in terms of space and just the differences in the boats as they get bigger. But if you have a boat from 23 to about 39 feet, you can put in your overall beam and overall length, and it will give you the right small unit Seakeeper for you, or you might have an option. So say you have a boat that falls in the range of the 2 and the 3, it's going to give you performance predictions based on an approximate boat of that size. So you can say, all right, if you're, you know, somebody who stays closer to shore, doesn't go out on rough days, maybe you can go with a smaller unit. Or if you like going out in the rough stuff when nobody else is out there, maybe you go for the bigger unit so that it can support the extra stabilization.
Okay. Good answer. Yeah, perfect. Hey, thanks. Lots of good information here. And when we come back, we have more great information from Kelsey, Andrew, and Mike. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And I got to tell you, you know, we're talking about Seakeeper. We're talking about getting out on the big stuff. And you want to catch a big bluefin, there's nothing like a Talica reel and match that with the right rod. And you've got power to land the big fish. You know, whether it be a Talica 12, a Talica 16, a Talica 20, 25, or the master of the big ones, the beast, which is the 50, there's nothing like the power and drag pressure that you can put on a fish and the smoothness, castability. It's all there with the Shimano Talica reel. I mean, there's nothing like it. There's nothing ever been built, and there's nothing that can beat the Talica line of reels. Check them out today at your local Shimano dealer.
It's Yamaha's The Power of Reliability sales event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $1,500 in dealer credit or 2 years of Yamaha extended warranty protection. Yamaha. Reliability starts here.
Offerings March 7, 2021. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service contract added to Yamaha factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort. Much more than just a place to park your boat.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com.
I am the world headquarters with Andrew and Mike, and then from Florida, Kelsey Barrett. Kelsey, you getting that cold weather down there that we're seeing on the news here in sunny Southern California?
We just had a pretty rainy day yesterday, and today is, for anybody else listening, it's just cool. I will not call it cold. It is cold for us, but it's just cool today.
Cool.
But we've been really lucky. Everybody's having snowstorms, and last week we were in the 80s.
Sweet. Gotta love living in the
South.
Yeah,
can't complain.
Yeah, no, exactly. No doubt about that, for sure. Well, we have a great show here, talking to the Seakeeper, and a lot of great questions, so let's get back to it. Vinny in Carlsbad, you're next up, Vinny. Thanks a lot for joining us. Oh, we already had Vinny. All right, let's call it a Mark from Santee, then. Mark, you're next up.
Hey, how you doing today?
Great.
And Pete, I'm glad to see you doing okay.
Thank you.
My question is what is the largest boat you put a Seakeeper on?
The largest boat has been a little over 200 feet. I think it was like 214.
Wow. And how many Seakeepers did that take?
That one specifically, I'm not sure, but I can think of a few off the top of my head that have had up to six or seven.
Wow. Six or seven different units.
Yeah, and so the way that works is, so we name our units based on how much angular momentum that they produce. So the Seakeeper 1, 1,000 newton meter seconds of angular momentum. So for those bigger installations,
Or even say you have a sport fisher that would require normally a super 18, so that's 18,000 newton meter seconds. The angular momentum is additive, so you can put instead two Seakeeper 9, say for space, and 9 and 9 is 18, so you get the exact same amount of stabilizing power from two Seakeeper 9s as you do one Seakeeper 18.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So it's just and that's something that your engineers will help the installers like Andrew and Mike figure out what is needed for that boat, right?
Usually that's something that the installers are quite capable of figuring out themselves.
Is that
but
true?
But if they need us, we are here.
Yeah. You guys can kind of look at a boat, size it up, and calculate what they need.
Yeah, or we'll go back to applications that we need to, typically, again, based on experience and we've been doing it for, Seakeeper's been doing it for 10 decades, and we have a lot of reference to figure that out. Other boats similar.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are hearing on your side, but Mike sounds really far away to me.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we're trying to get these guys a little more friendly. They're a little shy on the mic.
We're shy. Yeah.
We're getting
glad you're there, Kelsey.
Yeah.
Making us look good.
Yeah. All right. Hey, let's go back in the phones. Chuck and Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, guys. Morning. Good to hear your voice, Pete.
Morning.
Hey, on a smaller boat, I saw that testimony of those guys at the there's like four big guys rocking this little T-top. Maybe a 24-footer, and they turned it on, and they could not move it. What a good video. But my question is, on those smaller boats like we have, like Pete's, how much weight are you putting on a boat like that? Does it eliminate some of the gear we can bring? Is it that heavy? And forward motion, does it affect those smaller boats getting up on plane? Does it have any motion for forward, or is it just side motion?
It's just side to side, yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to do anything for going the forward. No pitch.
Yes.
Okay, so don't just come up on plane.
Which is the side to side is what is the stuff that really can get you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to answer the...
Go ahead, Kelsey.
I was just going to... The smallest model, the Seakeeper 1, just for reference so you understand the weight, is 365 pounds. And then as they get bigger, the Seakeeper 2 is 414, and the 3 is 550. So we haven't had any complaints about weight. Go ahead.
And on my boat, it's a 36 Pacifica. I think it's a Seakeeper 5. I think it was 770 pounds or something.
770 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And it's really a non-issue. I mean, it really didn't do anything, to, especially where the placement of the boat is. We had to move a couple of things, a water heater and that's it, and then beef up the stringers. And the installation was not that big a deal, and it really, I was warned, oh, man, this is really going to change the aspects of the boat, and blah, 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 you know, all these guys that really didn't know. It did nothing but good for the boat, I can tell you that.
Three or four big guys on your boat.
Yeah.
That's what
we call that dynamic of ballast. It could be three or four big guys. It could be a full water tank, a full fuel tank. It's always going to fluctuate, and typically the boat will handle it.
Yes. Yeah. And no matter how big the boat, because depending on how big the boat is what the Seakeeper that you put in there for, right?
Isn't the size, the mass of the Seakeeper in a larger application typically 1 or 2% of the total boat displacement?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, look at the Viking 52. That would have a Seakeeper 9. That's less than 2% of the boat weight. That boat's around 70,000 pounds. And then the Seakeeper 9 is 1,200 pounds.
Uh-huh. Yeah, weight's just not something you're thinking about.
Now with the new technology batteries, you've got me all excited about these lithium batteries. The new technology batteries, you can offset a lot of that weight, I would think, right?
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not something that you're worried about. You know, we're talking about something here that's not really
it's
a
not
factor.
Even a factor.
It's like power. Like
yeah.
We've never had to put a bigger generator on, and we never had someone go, oh, my boat's weird now, it's heavy. No,
yeah, no.
These aren't issues.
Doesn't, yeah.
No.
That just doesn't happen. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great text here, and keep those texts coming. There's some really great texts. We'll get to them as we can. And, of course, your phone calls, too, 213-432-1090. Andrew's standing by. And what structural aspects on a boat would automatically disqualify it for a Seakeeper installation? That's from Norman, San Diego. That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. I think typically we've managed to adapt to all boat structures, whether it's wood, aluminum, fiberglass. We've managed to.
It doesn't matter.
If there's any ferro cement boats still floating, we'd probably reconsider that one.
Yeah.
and you don't put a Seakeeper on a catamaran.
No.
No. Yeah. But basically, there. If there's a space for it, you can figure out an installation. Is that the answer?
Mike can. He's really
Mike
good.
Mike can.
Yeah.
So can Andrew. The thing, obviously, there would be caveats. You know, if you showed up with a 60-year-old wood classic boat that may have never been constructed, although we have done it, it would require a lot of extra engineering that may or may not, you know, make it possible.
Mm-hmm.
And depending, you know, it all comes down to money and how much money and that. So, but we've managed to get them in all types of boats.
Have you put Seakeepers in wooden boats?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So it can be done.
Yes.
All right. Very good.
And just a caveat to the catamaran. It is not impossible. We just can't guarantee results. So the whole specifications and properties are so much different for a catamaran. But if you look at WorldCat, they are offering them on some of their models. So I wouldn't count it out entirely, but we just don't have enough research to say the same guaranteed of roll elimination percentage that we can on a monohull powerboat.
Is that true, Andrew?
I just estimated a WorldCat, actually. And the word from Seakeeper is just this air on the larger side. You know, if there's a sort of, if we're right in the, is it this one or this one, we'll go to the slightly bigger, just because there is two hulls. But yeah,
right.
It's been done, and it's sort of a new area that things are working into.
Okay.
And yeah, some happy customers out there already, I think.
Okay, very good. Hey, when we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls, more of your texts, and more from Andrew, Mike, and Kelsey. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have 3 generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252, 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com. There's nowhere that I can think of that have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Land Aero. We love families.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.